It is time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at stories that are going on in and around not only Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts, but the world and the nation at whole. And I'm 68 years old. This is my 50th year in broadcasting, and I can tell you folks, this week and this year and the last year have been one of the most amazing years that I've seen in my years in broadcasting. Brian, the hits just keep on coming.
I'll tell you, you can't. You got to keep up here, and you know, to see the within a week of the insurrection, the impeachment. He has been impeached. First time a president has been impeached twice. So try again. And you know, almost everybody, Kevin McCarthy, Leader McConnell, all agree he committed impeachable offenses.
The question is, when the Senate does get back in session, is the Democrats, if they really want to convict, they're going to need 17 votes. Now, it's an encouraging, if you're a Democrat, it's an encouraging fact that 10 Republicans on the congressional side came in with a vote for impeachment. That's the highest total ever, I think. Five Democrats voted against Bill Clinton when he was impeached by the House, and none crossed over the first time Donald Trump was impeached. But people don't understand. A lot of people don't understand when you're impeached, that is not the conviction. The Senate has to vote to convict, and the Democrats are going to need 17 Republicans. I think they have a solid six or seven, but it will mean a lot if the now Speaker, the President of the Senate, McConnell, comes out for impeachment. That's the only way they'll have a chance where he might be able to wrangle in an additional seven, eight, or nine senators.
Really. Well, indeed. He opens the door, though, for so many Republicans to back him. And McConnell's point is Donald Trump has ruined the Republican Party, and he wants him out. And you can understand, from his point of view, why that is true. You know, Donald Trump has ruined his image, his legacy, and his business as well. His world is collapsing around him. And when people have that kind of thing, they become desperate. They do desperate things. So I think we have to keep a close eye on the next 6 days.
And, you know, some people are criticizing McDonald. I'm a progressive, and some of the progressives are criticizing it, saying, well, he's just taking a long view. He wants to win back the House. Well, yeah, that's he's the he's right now the leader of the Republican Party, because it certainly isn't Donald Trump. And so the long game for him is to, the quicker they can make sure that Donald Trump, that he can make sure that Donald Trump won't run for re-election, the better off they'll be, because since Donald Trump's been president, they lost the midterms. They lost the House first, then they lost the they lost the Senate now, and they lost the presidency. That's a rare feat to happen. You know, it's always a tough election after the first term, but to lose everything all at once, he is looking for the long term. So I guess there might be some hope in the background.
Well, hope from the point of view of the Republicans that they are no longer going to be the Trump Party, be the Republican Party. And, of course, it opens up the door for lots of other Republicans to consider running for president. You know, typically, you know, it seems like it's a world away, but the next election, people are already thinking about how they mount a campaign, what they do. And if Trump were to stay there and be in a state of flux, we're not going to sure he's going to run, he isn't going to run, that freezes out a lot of Republicans. And so for Republicans, there's a lot of interest that's not public in getting him out of the way.
Now, Brian, what's really come to light are the increasingly horrifying videos that were shot during this attack on the Capitol. I mean, there was a prepared army that was there to face the guards. I mean, it's and they're releasing more and more video, and you see exactly what an attack this really was. And yes, I think that members of Congress and the Vice President were really in harm's way.
Without a doubt. And those videos are chilling to me to watch the efforts. They were intent on getting in and getting a hold. You know, when they shout, hang Pence, I don't think they were kidding. And that's the scary part. And also of great concern, I think, are the number of people who are law enforcement, U.S. military, who are being revealed to be part of that mob, and allegations now by a number of members of Congress that other congressmen, Republicans, were giving tours of the Capitol Hill to these groups. There have been no tours of the Capitol since the pandemic in last March began. Somehow, these Republicans were giving tours to people who became part of that mob.
Well, what was interesting last night, the video that was released that I saw, and I, by the way, I saw it via BBC, was there was a woman with a bullhorn telling people that were inside of the Capitol where to go, what rooms to go and look in, and where those rooms were. That was even that was as chilling as seeing them bludgeon that one officer to death. You look at this, and all I can say is I'm not a big fan of social media, even though we have to be on it as a radio station. But because of social media, instead of maybe the arrest count being at 100 or 200, I think that by the time this is all over, you're going to have probably 300-400 arrests, and some of those arrests are going to be for treason and sedition because there's just too much evidence out there.
Well, the as I said, those videos are, of course, now in the hands of law enforcement, and the FBI has a way to go through with facial recognition, all sorts of techniques they have available to them, and they are systematically tracking down the leaders. I think the highest order of business probably is finding the person who heaved that red fire extinguisher against the group of police that later led to the death of Brian Sipnick.
Now, as someone who's covered news for a long, long time, and take, you can take a worldview on this, exactly in your opinion, how is this playing with the United States allies and also enemies across the world?
Well, for enemies, this is a gleeful day to be able to see how the United States is no different than any other third world tin pot dictator country. We, you know, our much vaunted democracy has been brought to its knees at least for 6 hours on the Capitol steps and on January 6th. What I think the good part is we have a new president. 1 week from today, when we'll be talking, Marshall, we'll have a new president, a new administration, and an attempt to sort of repeal the stain, if we can, if we can remove that stain from America's image across the world. Certainly it's been hurt. But the test of a great country, a great democracy, is how we recover from this. And, you know, personally, I think we have a great ability to recover and to turn the page and move on. But that includes accountability. You cannot do that without accountability.
The most important picture that I saw, the most shocking picture that came out, was the picture of the Secret Service and to the Capitol guards in plain clothes with the guns pointed out the door at people. But
right.
Since then, there are going to be for the inauguration week, there are going to be between 8,000 and 10,000 National Guardsmen in Washington, D.C. And right now, the stunning pictures is when is the thousands of National Guardsmen that right now are there 24 hours a day. They sleep at the Capitol.
Right.
They're, to see, and I've got a feeling now this is one of the changes, like all the changes we went through with 9/11. I've got a feeling now that we are going to see our Capitol surrounded by the military from now on.
Well, they do it because they are seeing on social media and through their own undercover investigations indications that there's more to come. That's the thing we have to worry about. You know, the FBI warnings are not idle. They're saying that all 50 state capitals should be on the lookout next Wednesday for some kind of violence that could take place or organizations throughout. They're not a lot of, you know, 8,000 people brought us to our knees on January 6th. Yeah. Just 8,000, but look at the impact they had when law enforcement was not prepared, had sort of poo-pooed warnings that this group could be violent. 8,000 people turned into a mob that has made history, a dark day of history.
And some of the people that are caught in that mob, like a former U.S. Olympic skater who was a gold medal winner.
The swimmer, right, exactly. And you wonder, I mean, I would say there's no doubt there are some people who did not expect all of that to happen. But clearly, from what you've been describing and we've seen elsewhere, there were leaders there who had very, very evil intentions.
I just can't imagine the people that that showed up there and were so plainly seen. Even people that had masks on, what they didn't realize is that all over Washington, D.C., and in most cities, there are cameras that are in hotels, motels.
Right.
And so people that tried to cover their faces but left their clothes the same way are going to get caught. That's how they caught the person who was who had all those ties, those quick ties, who appeared to be one. That's how they caught him.
Well, let's be thankful they're not geniuses, because they're easily identified, and they're being tracked down. And we'll see what they do when they get to court. But for a lot of them, this is going to change their world substantially. And, of course, it's changed the world for Donald Trump. As we see his business collapsing with everyone that's done business with him pulling out, I don't know how his company survives.
All right. Well, in 1 week when we talk, we'll be under the new administration of Joe Biden.
No longer president-elect, and we'll have a whole new world of how we appear to the rest of the world and how we more expeditiously get the vaccines out and deal with COVID-19. I think there's a lot to look forward to and a lot of reasons to be optimistic for a brighter 2021.
All right, Brian, we'll check with you next week. Have a great week.
You too, Marshall. Great to be here.
Brian Ross and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio.